KI.
This is the News and Talk of East Tennessee. News Talk 98.7 WOKI-FM. Oliver Springs, Knoxville.
China urges calm. Trump rejects Maduro. I'm Christopher Cruz. Chinese state media say President Xi Jinping has urged President Trump to avoid doing or saying anything that could worsen tensions on the Korean Peninsula. Correspondent David McKenzie in Hong Kong says the two spoke by phone on Friday.
Xi Jinping really seemingly trying to calm the situation down, urging for restraint, hinting perhaps that the comments coming from President Trump are not helpful from the Chinese perspective.
Chinese state media reports Xi said China wants the peninsula to be free of nuclear weapons. The administration has rejected a request from Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to speak by phone with President Trump. In a statement released late Friday, the White House says President Trump will gladly speak with the leader of Venezuela as soon as democracy is restored in that country. Earlier Friday, the president said he wouldn't rule out military action against Venezuela. But Pentagon correspondent Barbara Starr reports that is not the view of one of the president's top aides.
National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster in an interview said he did not foresee outside military intervention in Venezuela.
A big gathering of alt-right nationalists planned at a Unite the Right rally in the college town of Charlottesville, Virginia today. Correspondent Pat Piper is monitoring the situation.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe has ordered the Virginia National Guard to be on standby ahead of the rally today. About 1,000 participants are expected to attend, and large numbers of counter-protesters are also expected to show up. The governor says while he thinks the majority of participants will express their views safely, some attendees could be violent.
There were numerous skirmishes last night. David Berkowitz, the son of Sam Killer, who terrorized New York 40 years ago, has told an interviewer he thought he was doing something to, quote, appease the devil. In the interview broadcast yesterday on CBS, Berkowitz said he had surrendered to, quote, very dark forces when he killed six people. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's BollAndBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
I hate water softeners. I really hate softeners. I hate the thought of lugging salt and that it ruins septic systems. But I hate hard water that causes lime scale, which costs thousands in appliance damage and wasted energy.
Stop hating and start loving again with the HydroCare Smart Descaler from Wave Home Solutions. Prevent and eliminate lime scale the smart way. No maintenance, no salt, no plumbing required, and better than magnetic wraps. 1 year performance guaranteed. Go to IHateMySoftener.com. IHateMySoftener.com.
We know we should limit our intake of sugar, but now a group of doctors is warning us away from one particular type.
Sugar. High fructose corn syrup is the most abundant sugar.
A group of doctors of osteopathic medicine say just cutting down on fructose and high fructose corn syrup in particular can significantly help in avoiding several dangerous health conditions, including obesity, fatty liver disease, and type 2 diabetes. Dr. Mark Hyman says in the last century, humans have gone from eating none of it to a lot of it.
It's gone from zero to about 70 pounds per person per year. In those doses, it's a toxin.
Used in thousands of products, including candy, nutrition bars, soda, salad dressings, and breakfast cereals, the researchers warn fructose provides no nutritional value, but greatly accelerates the body's conversion of sugar to fat.
And that fructose goes right in your liver.
I'm Scott Carr.
And I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's BollAndBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former BMW, Mazda, Subaru, and Toyota owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
For your Saturday, keep the umbrella handy. With lots of clouds around, we'll dodge showers and thunderstorms for this afternoon, a high temperature of 82. Overnight tonight, a few showers linger, then patchy fog will develop, a low of 68 degrees. And for your Sunday, patchy fog in the morning, bright and sunny by the afternoon with a high temperature near 85. For the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI presents Around the House with Dawn Steimer, your weekly source for home improvement, fix-it, and do-it-yourself tips and techniques. Brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape, and your Toro dealer. Now, here's Around the House.
Good morning and welcome to Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. I'm Dawn Steimer, and I'm so happy to have you here with us this morning for another adventure with Around the House. We've got a great show for you this morning, so sit back, pour yourself a little PG Tips tea with a little agave nectar, a little coconut milk, or maybe your favorite mocha java. It's raining outside. It's about 73 degrees and could be raining off and on a lot of the day, high in the mid-80s. It is 7:06, and we're glad to be here with you. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for making us the most listened to show on the weekends. We really appreciate that. First hour, and I hate to say old friend because he's not old, but I've known Tim Jones for a long time, and he's a great guy. And I want you to join me in welcoming him back to the show. Good morning, Tim Jones.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Always good. Always good. Always good to see you. Always good to hang out with you. Tim and I have worked together side by side for many years, and I've always appreciated Tim's skill and integrity. So I wanted you to hear some of the details of what Tim does. The name of his business is PW Glass and Home. Tim, you really are a glass specialist. You really are a window specialist.
Yes. We manufactured windows. My early career was primarily in manufacturing. Mm-hmm. And we manufactured windows and doors. Mm-hmm. And so if you know how to put them together,
you can fix them.
You know how to take them apart and fix them.
Well, and that's awesome because what you do today is a handyman service.
Correct.
And I never hesitate to refer someone to you, but I want to talk about what is a handyman and basically what isn't a handyman. Talk to me about that.
A handyman is someone who primarily does home maintenance and repairs. I tell people the difference between me and a contractor, the difference between most handymen and contractors is that a lot of times with a contractor, they're doing home improvement. And home improvement is if somebody wants a new kitchen or if somebody wants a new bath or they want a new deck. This is something they want and they're going to improve their home. And they're willing to wait to have that done by the contractor of their choice.
Right.
A handyman, more times than not, is someone who gets called in because there's a need. There's a glass that's broken, or there's a faucet that's dripping, or there's a toilet that's running. And so it's not something that's done because they want to. A lot of times it's something that's done because they need to.
Right. So it's more of a I need you now possibly
Correct.
Situation.
Correct. Which is another reason why a handyman, a typical handyman, usually does smaller projects. Because we're time sensitive.
Right, right. Okay, so you would call a handyman if you need a repair or some maintenance work done.
Correct.
And then the scope of work would tell you if you were going to do it or if you were going to refer this to someone else, maybe someone that cleans gutters.
For instance, someone might call me and say, I work a lot with realtors.
Okay.
Because, you know, when a home gets sold, sometimes before the home gets sold, sometimes after the home gets sold, there'll be a punch list.
Yes.
And these are usually just, you know, 5 or 6 items, and they're not very big items.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a light switch needs to be changed, or a cabinet knobs need to be swapped, or there's a drywall hole that needs to be patched, little stuff.
Right.
Well, someone may say, well, I need a bedroom painted because somebody decided they wanted a purple bedroom. and so the realtor will want to neutralize the home to make it more of a neutral color.
Right.
And they'll say, you know, can you paint a bedroom? Well, I can paint a bedroom because it's a fairly short project.
Ah.
If they call me and they say, I need the entire inside of the house painted, then we're going to call a painter, because painters, professional painters, are set up to handle the larger scale jobs.
Right.
And they can do it in a more timely manner than I can.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if I'm not sure, can I call you to find out
if
this is something that you would do, or would you tell me if you can't who I could call? Because I think knowing who to call is half the battle.
I understand. And most of us who are in the handyman business, we have professionals that are what I call single skill specialist. For instance, I have an electrician I call if it's a major electrical problem.
Mm-hmm.
Then he gets called.
Mm-hmm.
I have a plumber I call. If it's a major plumbing problem, he gets called. If a general contractor, it needs to be called in, then we call a general contractor. Because, you know, if somebody wants a kitchen done, I know how.
But well, of course you do.
You don't want to wait 3 years for me to finish your kitchen.
Well, yeah, exactly. And you're not set up to do that.
Correct.
You know, what you're set up to do is what you do best.
Correct.
It's kind of like me trying to do a repair. I refer to you.
Right.
Because honestly, I'm not set up to do that. I'm not going to be efficient at it or cost effective, because my whole system, all my systems are set up around construction, not around repairs. And so the purpose of this show is to kind of explain to you that a handyman is not the same as a contractor. Now, what happens is past clients will call us and say, gee, I need this. And I don't know if you'll do that. Well, if I won't, I'm going to call Tim Jones, because I know who will do it. And I know that I can send you in, which is the other problem, is if you call a handyman that you don't know, you know, you're inviting them into your home.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, and usually you go during the day, not at night when maybe the husband or whatever is home. And so there's an issue with security, especially if it's a woman at home by herself. And that's another reason that I refer you, because I know I don't have to worry about that. Now, when you meet Tim Jones, you'll go, whoa, he's a tall guy. Yeah, he is. But he's really just a teddy bear.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. We're going to be taking your questions for our live handyman here when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind.
Are you a news junkie looking for a fix?
Oh, yeah.
We've got you covered. 27 local newscasts. Every weekday on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
It's that time of year again. If you're a business owner and you're wondering, is there something you can do this year to pay less in income tax than you did last year? The answer is yes. Save these dates. September 25th and 26th. September 25th and 26th, Winowitz Financial is flying in a tax expert on its tax planning team. The last event had resulted in 8 new tax plans for local business owners, resulting in a real tax savings of over $500,000. If you've been told that you've been doing all you can do to reduce your income taxes, you may want to get a second opinion. Join Winowitz Financial at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse for this exclusive tax event September 25th or 26th. Call 691-2433 free to reserve your seat today. Seating is limited, so call now to reserve your seat. 691-2433. That's Winnowitz Financial. 865-691-2433.
A win for your retirement.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's BollAndBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former BMW, Mazda, Subaru, and Toyota owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Just joining us, the handyman is in the house. That means that you can call and ask your DIY questions about repairs, about maintenance. This gentleman has been my friend for a long time, and his name is Tim Jones. His business is called PW Glass and Home. Tim is a handyman repair aficionado. If you want to reach him at his cell number, it's 850-9159, 850-9159. But Tim is one of those guys that will do most anything that is around the house, from reconnecting a gutter to changing out a faucet to getting up on that ladder and changing out those can lights that are 20 feet in the air and your vaulted ceilings and making them LED lights, because then you won't have to change them for another 20 years. And that's kind of nice. You do a lot of that?
Yes.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
I bet you do. And what makes a good handyman, Tim?
Lots and lots and lots of little jobs. Most handymen that I've met, and this was my experience as well. I had a traditional career. Mine happened to be in manufacturing. But I had a second job, second career, and that was doing home maintenance and repairs for people. And so, you know, if you've got a regular career, you don't take on large jobs. You take on small jobs.
Gotcha.
A job you can do in an evening, or you do a job you can do on Saturday, or maybe a couple of Saturdays. And so you do lots and lots and lots of smaller repairs. And that's what makes you good at what you do. And most of us have got a, if someone else can do it, I can do it mentality. So we just kind of learn through experience. And so I've been doing this for the better part of 30 years. My career happened to also be in building materials. So I was around buildings.
That's nice.
All the time.
Yeah.
So I observed other tradesmen doing their jobs, and I learned from them. And then, of course, we always had to learn about how our products would integrate into the building system. So you just, it's just years of doing.
Yes. And doing, you know, it's a little bit different in a handyman situation, because you're not necessarily going to be tearing things out. You're going to be repairing what's there.
Correct.
Typically.
Normally we can swap a faucet, but we can also put new seats in.
Right. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So in other words, instead of changing the faucet because it's leaking, we can just change the washers and it quits leaking.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you don't see people do that very often anymore.
No, we're a throwaway society. So
unfortunately, a lot of the things that we buy are throwaway as well.
That's true.
Now, do you have trouble finding parts for faucets?
No, not for faucets. Usually, not for toilets and faucets and things like that. I'll tell you, the one that's the absolute hardest to repair is if somebody breaks a floor tile. They don't have any spares.
Yeah.
Because it is so hard to go find something that matches, because tiles are like fashions. They change every year.
Constantly. Yeah.
So if you don't have extras, then if somebody has an accident and maybe drops a skillet in the kitchen and breaks a tile, then it's the actually repairing the tile is fairly simple to do.
Right.
It's, do you have a tile?
It's, do you have one? And of course, it's not on the edge of the room. It's in the middle of the room.
That's the way it is.
Oh my goodness. We are just finishing up a very large project in Farragut, and we took out carpet and put in hardwood, and we were doing a picture frame around the edge of the hearth, which was really nothing more than tile. And it was put in about 30 years ago. And of course, it was installed on plywood, which really doesn't bond with the mortar. So any bump at all was going to make these tile come up. Well, of course, the two corner outside corner pieces popped up. And so, you know, it was stop, think about what you're going to do. And at that point, we were trying to match grout that was old, old. And had many years of whatever environmental stuff on it just from being in the house. And so we ended up, the guys did a great job, but it definitely causes a bump in the road when those little things happen. Now, we used the tile that were there because it didn't break. It just came off the wood, which is not a big surprise at that point. But it's interesting when you talk about replacing tile. What about replacing tile in a tub surround? Is that something that you would do?
Yes.
Okay.
Again, it would help if we had tile that would match.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing you can run into, it kind of depends on the age of the home. Older homes, a lot of times what's behind the tile, if it's a very old home, if it's a very old home, it's going to be plaster behind the tile.
Mm.
But if it's a home that was built in the late 60s through the
70s. Maybe
early 70s,
mm-hmm.
What may be behind there is green board, which is a form of sheetrock.
Mm-hmm.
And it, if it gets wet, can degrade.
Yes.
And then you have a situation of not only do you have the tile that's loose, but you have the substrate has gone to pot.
Right.
You know.
So what do you do?
Kind of depends on how bad it is.
Okay.
And if we can clean the tile up, we can put new substrate behind there. We can, you know, splice in some backer board, some cement backer board.
Okay, so you can splice it in.
Oh, you can splice it in. And then we can also, if we can clean the tile up sufficiently to be able to get it to
be flush with the other,
be in plane,
mm-hmm.
like you said, and then, of course, regrout and everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So a lot of us as homeowners, before we enter into any kind of a construction job, think that the grout is the waterproofing, and it's not. The waterproofing is behind the tile. That's why it's so important that whatever mortar you use or whatever, you know, you use as a substrate is the correct stuff so that there's a good bond and that it is actually waterproof. So if you can't, because white is just not white, replacing a 4x4 tile. Have you ever seen painted tile?
I have.
That's crazy. I've never.
And it's usually a UT fan. I'm sorry. I didn't say that, did I? Little orange and white tiles in the bathroom.
Yeah, I was in a home that was built in the late 60s, I guess it was. And of course, they had done some this and that, but they didn't really want to tear anything out. So they painted the tile. And at first blush, you couldn't tell. But if you go in there, and of course, there's one tile that's popping now. And you go in there and you look at it and you think, this looks really different than what I've seen before. Yeah. So my question is, do you actually pull out the tile tub surround and replace it? Is that something you would do? Is that a handyman job?
I have done that. A lot of it depends on time and schedule. You know, I think you and I were talking before the show just about how typically for a handyman, at least in my particular case, the smaller jobs are the ones that we specialize in. It's what we focus on. It's what we kind of built our business around. And although we may have the technical ability to do a larger job, we don't take on a larger job just simply because when the people call that need the smaller jobs done, we want to have time to to go and take care of their jobs, because they're usually jobs that need to be taken care of right away.
Right.
Or within a pretty reasonable period of time.
And that's why I think you have to define yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a small job expert, or are you a large project renovation expert? Because otherwise, you're going to be pulling yourself in 50 directions and nothing will get done.
Correct.
Which mm-hmm. we've all tried to do, because you want to take care of your clients.
Well, you know, when somebody calls and asks, can you help me?
Yeah.
I mean, most of us do what we do because that's one of the things that gives us satisfaction, mm-hmm. is being able to help solve that problem.
So what can I expect when I call a handyman?
Define that question a little better for
well,
me.
Well, let's see. If I call a handyman, can I expect them to really know a little bit about everything?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
We are, many people refer to us as a jack of all trades, master of none. That's not entirely true, because we do learn our craft, but we usually have a fairly broad knowledge about carpentry, plumbing, some electrical, general maintenance and repairs.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not a specialist. In other words, you call an electrician to take care of electrical problems.
Right.
And you don't expect him to fix the faucet.
Right.
And you call the painter and he paints, and you don't expect him to do the plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, when you call a handyman, you have a list of items that maybe need to be taken care of. And it'll be a variety or varied list. It might be a little bit of wood rot that needs to be repaired. It might be some paint that needs to be touched up. It might be a outlet that needs to be changed because the outlet is either worn or broken, or
right.
It might be some flooring that needs to be touched up, or some molding that needs to be replaced, or door that needs to be adjusted. And all of those things can be done by the one person rather than having to try to call in two or three different trades.
Which is really nice.
It is.
It really
saves time and it saves money. And more times than not, most tradesmen of any sort have a minimum they have to charge for coming out to the job.
Well, sure.
Because, you know, it just takes a certain amount of time and money to get to the job.
Okay.
And if you have to call four tradesmen, and the four tradesmen each have a minimum, and it's a fairly small task, then you can really end up spending a lot more money than you need to. If they're maintenance items, little maintenance items, then you can get that done by a handyman, and it'll be a whole lot more affordable.
All right. So many times I think some of us that don't do those small things in our home don't know, should I repair this or should I replace it? Can I count on you to know that and to advise me?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll have people call me about fogged up glass. And they do that. That's one of the reasons.
That's one of your, that is a specialty.
That is kind of
yours.
My specialty,
yes.
Because that's my history.
Yes.
And I'll tell people at a point in time, if you have enough fogged up glass, then we need to think about replacing the windows.
Ah.
Simply because normally when you're buying a piece of replacement glass, that is a one-off custom-made piece of glass. And so it's more expensive than the glass that actually went into the original. It went into the windows originally.
Sure.
When I bought glass for the windows that we built, my glass was pre-cut, you know,
It's
coming off an assembly line. So it's a much more efficient, affordable way to build glass. Well, when I buy replacement glass, there's a guy over here in a factory who's cutting a larger piece of glass into a smaller piece of glass and throwing things away, and they're doing the assembly, and it's all custom.
Mm-hmm.
So it costs more money.
Okay.
So if
but it's not as expensive as putting a whole window in.
It is not as expensive as putting a whole window in, as long as we have only a few to replace. And and we just have to look at.
So you would evaluate that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Because I want people to get good value, and you may choose to replace or just to replace the glass, and that's your option. But you need to know that for a few dollars more, you may be able to just buy new windows.
Okay. So, will you We're going to take a break, but when we come back, will you talk about caulk a little bit? I think there's so many mysteries of caulk and what to use and how to caulk. Will you talk about that?
Sure.
All right. 656-8255, 656-8255 or 1-800-951-8255. Taking your calls for the handyman, Tim Jones, when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star. Diane.
It's almost fall, and I've got to figure out what to do with my lawn. I couldn't get grass to grow under the trees, and my landscape really doesn't look like it should. What's going to happen next year if I don't get this fixed? Well, John Gardner and his team at Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply know exactly what to do. You can bring in a soil sample. They'll have it tested for you and tell you how to take care of it. They have all kinds of equipment, including residential and commercial zero turns, as well as full parts and service center for your Toro needs. That means you can winterize your lawnmower this year and not have to worry about it when you start it up in the spring. Did you know that Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply is open to the public and they can supply you with all your home landscape, fertilizer, weed control, and seeding needs? Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, located on Balm Drive in Bearden. Call 588-1993. 588-1993. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply. Come by where the professionals buy.
Want to have a stunning, bug-free, shaded room to enjoy the outdoors? Diversified Enclosures and Screen can do that while adding value to your home. Whether you want a new deck with a maintenance-free deck railing system or a screened-in or windowed sunroom, Diversified Enclosures and Screen uses cutting-edge products, and they do business the old-fashioned way with integrity and reasonable prices. From design to installation, the team at Diversified has you covered. Call Diversified Enclosures and Screen now at 453-6780 or online at sunandscreen.com.
Hello again. This is Matt White with White's Marble Works. With the real estate market heating up, now is a great time to upgrade your kitchen or bath with new granite, marble, or quartz countertops. We can help you get the kitchen or bath you've always wanted with hundreds of colors and styles available. Our designers will work directly with you to give you the look you dream of. Come visit our showroom and take a tour of our manufacturing facility where you can even watch your countertops being cut and polished. Give us a call today at 423-337-2138 or visit us on the web at whitesmarbleworks.com. White's Marble Works, quality stone products since 1870.
Your Saturday calls for a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. We'll see mostly cloudy skies otherwise with a high temperature near 82. Tonight, showers and storms linger, then patchy fog develops late with mostly cloudy skies, a low near 68. Patchy fog in the morning on Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 85. From the local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Tim Jones is live with me in studio this morning answering all your handyman questions. You know, there's a 60% chance of rain this afternoon, so maybe you want to get out that honey-do list and start chipping away at it because you know that fall's coming and there are going to be things that need to be taken care of. If you have questions for Tim, you can reach us now because we are live in studio at 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. I know you have questions. I certainly do. We approach things a little bit differently because I'm usually tearing out and putting back new, whereas you are trying to maintain what's there in many cases.
Yes.
So you use a lot of caulk.
We do.
There's a lot of caulk out there. When I go into the caulk aisle and I see 70 tubes of caulk, yes, some of them are different colors. I get that. But as a consumer, how do I know what caulk is to be used around my tub? Let's talk about tubs first.
I am a big fan of Well, it's a particular brand. It's called DAP.
Okay.
And they have a tub caulk.
Mm.
And it is a modified latex.
Ooh.
And the reason I like it is because it adheres to the tile and to the porcelain extremely well.
Okay.
And it finishes well. It looks good.
Okay.
Now, the downside is because it is a tub caulk.
Mm-hmm.
It's only available in certain colors. It's available in white. It's available in bone. It's available in clear.
Mm.
But it doesn't necessarily match. Like if you have colored tile,
right,
then it's not going to match.
Okay.
And that's where you would go back to grout caulk. Some people call it grout caulk, but it's also a latex caulk, but it's got, most of them are matched colors to the grout. So you have to get that caulk usually from the place where you got the grout.
Right.
And it can either be sanded or non-sanded, depending, again, upon
the grout caulk.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The grout caulk.
Depending on what kind of grout you have in there.
Which kind of grout that you used.
Okay.
And so if you use that, and a lot of people don't understand that grout doesn't do well where you transition from the tile to the tub, mm-hmm. or if you're in the corners where you change planes.
Right.
Then you get that little bit of expansion and contraction that happens with everything.
And it's not the tile setter's fault.
No. It is the fact that the house moves and the caulking will expand and contract a little bit, whereas grout does not.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to understand that in the corners and along the base of the tile, that is where you would use your
grout caulk
that matches your color grout.
And that actually is a standard operating procedure for us at Master Remodelers. When we install a new shower or tub surround with tile, the corners are now done in grout caulk, and where it meets either the floor or the tub is also done in grout caulk, because that way it matches. You don't even know it's caulk.
Yeah, no, it's a
it's amazing.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. All right. Yeah. But let's talk about the repair aspect of caulking, because when I think of caulking, and I've seen, and I know you've seen some interesting caulk jobs, there is a process that you have to start with. How do you get that caulk out of there?
Because
you got to take the old out.
Yeah.
Or you're going to have trouble.
Yeah, that's true. You take it out carefully.
Using what tool?
You usually have to use, one of my favorites is a 5-in-1 tool.
Okay.
Because you have different surfaces on the 5-in-1 that allows you to either pick or
scrape, or
you know, because literally you're digging it out.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the hardest one to dig out is some of the newer elastic caulks that you'll see used on windows and stuff. Those are difficult to dig out because they really are tenacious in terms of how they stick.
Yeah.
So, but you need to clean them up, because if you don't clean them up, then it gets ugly.
Well, yeah. And it doesn't end up to be a good looking job. So what do you do to get out the residue? Let's call it residue that's left. Once you scrape it out and you get the big chunks out, but you've still got some residue, how do you get that off?
It depends. You can use solvents. I use paint thinner sometimes on some of them.
Okay.
Some of them you can use. They actually have solvents specifically for causing certain types of caulk to release.
To release, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So going to your local hardware store and discussing what you're trying to do is a good idea.
They'll usually have that in the aisle where they keep cleaners.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be able to look and see, you know, this type of cleaner will help release this kind of caulk.
Really?
From the surface. And so you can use those. But more times than not, it's literally just a mechanical, and what I call by mechanical is you're not using a solvent or anything. You're just literally cleaning it off.
So it's a patience thing.
It's a patience
thing. Take your time.
Take your time. Just realize it's a process.
Just like paint.
Yeah.
You know, the prep is half the battle, and it's the most frustrating thing, because I used to tell myself, look, you've allotted 2 hours for this, but what you're really going to need is four, because whatever it is double if you're doing it yourself, and especially if it's the first time. You know, Tim Jones is in the house live with me this morning, and I know you have questions about your DIY projects. This is the guy. This is who you want to ask. You can call us right now at 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Okay, let's talk about windows, because now we're in a different caulk. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I still have to get the old caulk out?
You do.
What about when it's up against brick? How do I get that off?
Very carefully. I know, but you use different tools. A lot of times in that situation, I will actually use a small chisel. You cannot go up and down the brick because just the nature of the fact that the brick is stacked.
Right. And it has mortar lines.
You have a surface. And there are different kinds of bricks. Some of the bricks are really, really rough. Some of the bricks are smoother.
Mm.
So you have different textures on the brick. So you've got to figure out how's the best way to get this to release from the texture that it's adhered to.
Okay.
And a lot of times, if you will chip away at the caulk, where you're moving from the front of the brick to the back of the brick.
Okay.
You can get it to knock off of the brick. And then, of course, your window, you may be moving across the face of the window where you're going from the center of the window toward the edge of the window.
Right.
And you're trying to
clear. So you're going
off
towards the crevice, typically, with your
crevice
tool.
Going toward the crevice.
All right. Do I have to get it all off? Can you cover it with the new caulk and make it look okay?
I'm going to say you need to get probably 90-95%.
Wow.
You know.
To make it look right.
To make it look pretty.
Okay.
And, you know, some people say pretty doesn't count, but pretty counts.
It does count.
It does count.
Yeah.
You know.
And you want a good seal because you're trying to repair something that is an air leak into your home, which is going to cause heating loss, cooling loss,
and
bug critters. You know, there's just all kinds of reasons.
And the other thing is this. Most people just don't realize how tenacious water is.
Yes.
And in a rain where the rain is blowing a little bit, water collects on surfaces and it starts what I call sheeting,
mm-hmm.
traveling.
Mm-hmm.
And if it finds an opening,
it's going in.
That's what it does.
Yeah. And that invites all kinds of trouble,
mm-hmm.
from mold to termites to critters that love moisture, that want a home, you know, a warm space coming up here in the fall. So caulking and maintaining and using a handyman with their skills, which is not something that my guys do every day. They just don't. That I am not the person to do the caulking as far as scraping out the old and putting in the new. But that's what you specialize in. That's why you knew how to hold that tool. And I mean, I would figure it out, but it would be a 4-hour project if I did it. All right. So let's see. So we talked about, let's talk about backsplashes, because I know that people will say to me, before we started using grout caulk, people would say to me, well, you were here 6 months ago and where my backsplash meets my granite, now the grout right there has a separation. Well, it's going to. It's just going to.
Yeah.
That's where we went to the standard operating procedure of grout caulk. What do I do with the grout that's there and how do I make that look right?
That one is another one, because that is a highly visible caulk line.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it's something that mama's going to look at every day.
Exactly.
You know, papa's going to look at every day, and it's got to look good. It's also an area where you've got to be very careful about what you remove, because you can scratch a surface.
Mm.
If you're careless with your tools, because most of those tools tend to be metallic,
sure,
you can scratch the stone surface.
Mm.
So you want to be careful that you remove that caulk, and you do need to remove it. Again, you need to remove it. And this is a place where I would probably, especially if it's a stone surface, I probably would consider using the solvent. Maybe a little bit more heavily than I would use it somewhere else.
Because you won't hurt the stone.
And it's going to be more effective because this is a smooth surface as opposed to a textured surface.
Okay.
With a textured surface, you would have to use just tons and tons and tons of solvent because you just got so many cracks and crevices.
Right.
Have to
it's
get
just
into.
A mess, yeah.
With this being a smooth surface, it's just going to be a lot easier to use that.
That's a great
tip. So you clean it off, and then you go back with the appropriate sealant. And this is one place where... a clear silicone is actually acceptable in my mind. Some different reasons where you might do that or not do that. But if it's a backsplash where you've got the stone to the stone, then a clear sealant like a clear silicone would work well. If it's a tile backsplash to a stone surface, then you would probably use the sanded or, clear grout caulk, the non-sanded grout caulk.
Right. And what I've seen, too, before grout caulk came out, is our installers would take caulk and then sprinkle some of the grout powder on top of the caulk while it was wet. Not the best. And then finger it off to give you that smooth look and still give you the color. But it's all we had. Yeah. This was 20 years ago. You know, when things started, but now you can take a piece of your grout that's chipping out, go to a hardware store and match the grout caulk or go to a tile supply. Maybe even the big box stores, they carry some colors, not all. A flooring company is another really good place that sells tile, like David's Abbey, like Broadway. They will have grout caulk in stock. And do yourself a favor and get the grout caulk. Don't do the sprinkling of the grout on there because really it's a great product. All right, 656-8255, 656-8255 or 1-800-951-8255. Final segment with Tim Jones of PW Glass and Home when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Hi, I'm Dawn Steimer, Master Remodelers. Many homeowners are not aware that about 14 professional trades are involved with a typical kitchen remodeling project. Would you know who to call, how to manage those trades, and how to keep them on budget? Call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. We have the systems in place to design, manage, and complete your home remodeling project. Expect a masterpiece. Call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. That's 458-0416.
You need a plan for retirement. Blue Ridge Wealth Planners has you covered. Tune in to Plan for Everything every Saturday morning at 11. Listen as wealth planner John Vandergriff helps you get to and through retirement. Don't miss Plan for Everything with Blue Ridge Wealth Planners every Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk 98.7. Securities offered through GF Investment Services, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered on a fee basis through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC. An SEC registered investment advisor.
Need to know how to get stuff done around the house? We've got you covered. Around the House with Dawn Steimer. Saturday mornings from 7 to 9 on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Tim Jones is live in studio with me from PW Glass and Home. Tim is a handyman. He's much more than a handyman, but he masquerades as a handyman. I think Tim could do just about anything he put his mind to and have seen him do that. But just a great guy that does a great job on many, many things. Like he says, he doesn't do the big jobs like a whole kitchen or a whole bathroom. But some of the things we've been talking about are caulking. You do sheetrock repairs?
I do.
Ah.
I do a lot of sheetrock repairs, actually.
Do you? Okay. Mm-hmm. So if somebody got a little wild and the doorstop was broken off and the the doorknob went through the sheetrock, that's something you can repair.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Can we talk about that? How to do that? Just for the homeowner that wants to try it themselves?
Sure.
Okay.
There's a couple of different ways to address. Obviously, you've got to cut a square out.
So make that round hole square.
The round hole square. That's mm-hmm. a whole lot easier. Mm-hmm. There is something that is available, and I'm gonna give the name of one of the big box
that's
stores.
Yep.
Home Depot has drywall clips.
Hmm.
And these are little metal clips that one leg slides onto your existing sheetrock.
Okay.
And you put a screw through the sheetrock and it goes into the clip and it holds the clip there. And there is the other side of the clip is projecting into the opening that you just created.
Sure.
So you put a clip on all four sides of the opening.
Are they hinged, these clips?
Nope. It's a flat piece, but it has a little tab that you break off after you put your sheetrock piece in. So you put your sheetrock piece in, mm-hmm. you cut a piece to fit, you put mm-hmm. your sheetrock piece in, you put your screws through your patch
mm-hmm.
into the clips, and now your sheetrock is being held into place.
Okay.
And here's where a lot of people make mistakes. You go with a very thin layer of mud to begin with.
No tape.
No, I guess it depends on whether you're using paper tape or whether you're using mesh tape.
What do you suggest?
I've done both.
Well, for a person that doesn't do it all the time.
Okay, for a person who doesn't do it all the time, I'm going to say use the mesh tape.
I think
part
so.
Of the, part of the reason being is if you don't get enough mud behind the paper tape, you can have an air bubble.
Right.
So use the mesh tape. Put the tape over the seam.
And it has an adhesive on it.
It has an adhesive.
Mm-hmm.
So it sticks to the wall on its own.
Mm-hmm.
Put it over the seam.
All four seams. Okay.
And then use a very thin layer of mud because it's easy to add another layer.
Ah.
But what happens a lot of times is people try to do this in one step. And they put a lot of mud on.
Yes.
And then you either got to do a lot of sanding or you have a bump on your wall.
Like a bump on your head.
Yeah. And it's sort of noticeable.
It's very noticeable.
So I tell people all the time, thin coats,
mm-hmm.
real thin coats. And you can build it up to the point to where you get your coverage and a light sanding and it'll look a lot better. You mm-hmm. can feather it out a little bit.
Now, do you use regular sheetrock mud or are you using a spackle?
I use traditional drywall mud.
Right, right. But if I'm a homeowner and I'm doing this patch, mm-hmm. is that what I should use?
I would use regular drywall mud.
And can get this in small quantities.
You can. You mm-hmm. can get small buckets, mm-hmm. Very small buckets. And they make a ton of varieties of drywall mud, but you basically want to use your regular drywall mud. It will take a couple of days to mm-hmm. do this because what you'll do is you'll put a coat on and then you've got to walk away and let it dry.
Right. And you can't mess with it. You really can't mess with it.
You have to just let it dry.
Okay. So let me ask you, now I've got my tape on there and I'm going to put a thin layer of sheetrock mud on there.
Mm-hmm.
You're still going to see the tape a little bit at that point, right?
At that point.
Mm-hmm. Right. So don't be afraid that your tape is still showing.
And if this is on a rare occasion project, you can buy the throwaway plastic knives.
Mm.
Just make sure you buy one that's at least 4 inches wide.
Yeah. Yeah. You want a wide blade.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of people who use the little 1 inch wide blade and they're just trying to paint it on and it's just impossible to get any kind of smoothness that
way. Right. And you can't fade it out.
Yeah. You can't feather it out that
right.
way.
Right.
So a wide knife makes life a lot easier.
Okay. So the next day or the day after, mm-hmm. I get back to it. Now, is it another thin layer?
It is. And if you've got a couple of little ridges, and then many times there'll be a ridge or two there where, you know, you passed,
mm-hmm.
you can actually chip that ridge off with the edge of your knife. You just gently tap it and it'll break the ridge off. And that's fine. That's better than sanding because it's easier to sweep up.
Right.
and you might want to put a drop cloth down just to catch those little pieces of debris. And then you add another thin layer mm-hmm. of mud.
Now, this time, should the tape be gone, the visible? I would think we're close.
It probably will be.
Yeah.
It probably will be. And then after this layer dries, mm-hmm. you do a lot of sanding.
Mm-hmm.
And I am by no means a sheetrock guru.
No, but you know your way around.
I know my way around it, but I'm not a guy who can, you know, one step.
Oh yeah,
There are guys out there who can. I'm not one of them. But what I'll do then, after I've done my light sanding, I'll go ahead and put a coat of primer on,
mm-hmm.
because the primer will show you what you missed.
See, this is a handyman. This man has done this many times.
So you see what you've missed, and you mm-hmm. can touch up those little. Sometimes it's just a little gap. It's just a little divot that you don't see because it's all.
Or a bubble.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so you do you do that little repair, and then at that point you can paint.
So what about a block? You sand with a block sander?
I do. You can get these little sponge blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, the.
You wet sand or dry sand?
I'm a dry sander.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's another reason why you want to have. Depends on how large the area is you're trying to repair, but a little bit of a drop cloth underneath it, or even if it's a real small repair, I've even used a damp paper towel and just put my hand underneath.
Yes, I've seen drywall guys do that.
And it will collect the dust as it falls.
Yep.
And so, you're just trying not to make a mess is important.
And that's what a handyman does, is they're always covering up, always protecting, always planning before you start the repair. Thank you so much for being here, Tim.
I appreciate it.
Always, Tim Jones will do a good job for you. PW Glass and Home. Phone number is 850-9159. 850-9159. Or you can go to Tim at PW Glass and Home. Tim at pwglassandhome.com. Local guy, stand-up guy. Window specialist. When's the last time you heard of somebody that has worked on the Hermitage and the Lincoln Home and done some what I would call antique window repairs? Tim is an expert at that. He's an expert at many things, and I'm very appreciative that you were here.
Thank you for having me.
All right. If you need to go ahead and be on your way, that's fine. If you miss the next hour, it's pretty good. You don't want to miss it. If you do, go to newstalk987.com. Click on weekend shows. When you get to Around the House after the show, you'll see a podcast by topic. So you don't want to miss next hour. We'll be back after this news break with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
So, you've got a smartphone. Want to make it even smarter? Then you need to download the News Talk 987 mobile app.
Powered by Computer Depot.
Listen live to all your favorite shows, including Phil, Rush, Hal, and Hannity. Or enjoy your favorite shows on demand when it fits your schedule.
Making you and your phone smarter every day.
Download the News Talk 987 mobile app. News Talk 987 WOKI.
Hey, this is Dr. Jake Parrish from Victory Chiropractic Wellness. There's a lot of people out there that have a health problem. You struggle with a health issue, and it gets to the point where you can no longer just deal with it, and you have to medicate it. And a lot of times those medications, they just cover up your symptoms and don't get to the root cause of the problems. Whether you're struggling with heart disease or fibromyalgia, maybe it's headaches or a digestive crisis, it could be cancer or even diabetes, we want to help you. And we want you to know also there's hope. There's so many people out there that you've been to the doctor, you have this diagnosis, and now you're hopeless. Well, I want you to know at Victory Chiropractic Wellness, there's a lot of hope and we can help you, but I can't help you unless you're in the clinic. So call the office now. It's 865-357-2600 and let us start walking you through a healthy, abundant life.
If you want to begin living a healthy, abundant life, call Victory Chiropractic and Wellness now for a free consultation and start on your path to a healthy, abundant life. Call 865-357-2600. That's 865-357-2600 or visit victoryhealthcenter.com.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's BollandBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former BMW, Mazda, Subaru, and Toyota owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
This is the News and Talk of East Tennessee. News Talk 98.7 WOKI-FM. Oliver Springs, Knoxville.
China's calming, Trump's warning. I'm Christopher Cruz. Chinese state media report President Xi Jinping and President Trump spoke by phone Friday, and Xi urged all sides not to say or do anything that could increase tensions on the Korean Peninsula. Correspondent David McKenzie is in Hong Kong.
The Chinese side hopes all relevant parties speak and act with caution and do more things that are conducive to de-escalating the tense situation and enhancing mutual trust among parties rather than relapsing into the old path of showing assertiveness and escalating tensions.
President Trump is warning of what he calls big trouble for North Korea if anything happens to Guam, the American island territory in the Pacific that the North has threatened. Correspondent Martin Savage is there.
60% of the economy is driven by tourism here. The other 30% is the second big employer, and that's the U.S. military. That is the real threat that hangs over. Maybe not a military strike, but they do fear the tourists won't come.
Tensions in Charlottesville, Virginia, where a big gathering of alt-right nationalists is planned today, says correspondent Pat Piper.
As many as 1,000 participants were expected, many chanting White Lives Matter during numerous skirmishes last night. But later today, they'll protest in what is now called Emancipation Park in Charlottesville. That's where a statue of Confederate Robert E. Lee once stood, but was removed by the city. Counter-protesters are expected to show up as well.
The National Guard is on standby. The Christian Broadcasting Network's Pat Robertson has been hospitalized after falling off a horse Friday. Correspondent Bill Michaels.
Doctors say Robertson is expected to make a full recovery. According to CBN, horseback riding is one of Robertson's greatest passions, and at the age of 87, he still enjoys riding on a regular basis. Robertson founded CBN in 1961.
One winning ticket for last night's $393 million Mega Millions jackpot. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's BollandBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former BMW, Mazda, Subaru, and Toyota owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
A study published in the medical journal JAMA Psychiatry shows about one out of every eight Americans struggles with a drinking disorder.
The study tracked drinking patterns among 40,000 people between the years of 2002 and 2003, and then again 10 years later, and found that alcohol use disorders rose by almost half. In 2002 and 2003, about 8.5% of the population had an alcohol use disorder. That number rose to 12.7% during the second time frame. That's almost 30 million Americans actively struggling with alcohol abuse. However, the group that saw the highest increase in alcohol use disorders were senior citizens. There was a 106.7% increase in alcohol use disorders for people 65 and older. I'm John Stolness.
The world's oldest man has died. Polish-born Yisrael Crystal was a survivor of the Auschwitz death camp. Next month, Yisrael Crystal would have been 114. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's BollandBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former BMW, Mazda, Subaru, and Toyota owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
For your Saturday, keep the umbrella handy. With lots of clouds around, we'll dodge showers and thunderstorms for this afternoon, a high temperature of 82. Overnight tonight, a few showers linger, then patchy fog will develop, a low of 68 degrees. And for your Sunday, patchy fog in the morning, bright and sunny by the afternoon with a high temperature near 85. For the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI presents Around the House with Dawn Steimer, your weekly source for home improvement, fix-it, and do-it-yourself tips and techniques. Brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape, and your Toro dealer. Now, here's Around the House.
Good morning and welcome to the second hour of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. I'm Dawn Steimer. Happy to be with you here this morning. If you missed the first hour, we had Tim Jones on. And if you missed his contact information, get your pencil because I'm about to give that to you. Tim is, the name of his business is PW Glass and Home. PW Glass and Home. Tim is a handyman, has been so for over 30 years, just a great guy. He'll do a good job for you. And you know, the best thing about someone like Tim is if he can't do it, he knows who can, and he will help you any way he can. Tim's phone number is 865-850-9159, 850-9159. And if you forget that and you want to get a hold of him, just go through the website, newstalk987.com, click on Around the House and ask Dawn. Send it to me. I'll send you his number. It's no problem. All right. This is an exciting, exciting show because we are going to talk about football game rooms with Scott Brokamp from His Security. I love having you on, Scott, because especially on this topic, because it's almost football time in Tennessee. Yeah. How many days do you know?
I don't know. I don't have the countdown count.
23, but who's counting? You know, hey. Colin knows.
Glad somebody does. You know, it's usually on my radar, but things have been nuts lately, so it kind of fell off.
I know, right? Our industry is just off the chain right now, but that's good. That's a good thing. I'm glad that you're busy. I really am.
Yes.
You have a great team.
Yes, we do.
You
we
really do.
A phenomenal team.
All right. So, football game rooms. You know, there's a lot to it. Most of all, you want people to be able to watch the game, be comfortable, have food, and maybe have something to do in between at halftime. Because,
absolutely,
you know, I want to watch the halftime, but not everybody does.
Well, you know,
unless it's a Super Bowl, and then, you know, we got to watch it. But all right, let's talk about football time because it is close to football time in Tennessee. I bet you're just swamped with people getting ready for the big game days.
Well, I tell you right now, we're just swamped with everything. I mean, we really are. But yes, we have had an influx of some TV mountings as of recent. So, you know.
So you actually do the mounting as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about that. I know we're off on a tangent already, but that's okay. Let's talk about the TV mounting because there are different kinds of mounts.
There are.
Talk about which one you prefer and why.
Well, we almost always put in a full articulating mount, which means you can pull the TV out off the wall. You can tilt it to the right, to the left,
I love
a little
that.
Up, a little down.
Really?
You can move it all around.
Okay.
Right? It's like kind of like the Hokey Pokey. You know what I mean?
Shake a little left. Shake.
And then you move it all around.
It's early for that stuff.
There you go.
Okay. All right. So I like that. Now, when you mount it to the wall, I mean, studs are every 16, 19,
sure they are.
24 inches,
right,
maybe,
sure.
Depending on what end of the wall you started on when you started building it. So the chances are you're not going to hit a stud.
Well, you're going to hit one.
Okay, right.
So
you're right.
Whether you hit two is going to be questionable. You know, in most of the, so most of the backing plates that physically mount to the wall, and I mean, we're talking at least 42 inch or greater.
Right.
The backing plates are typically 16 inches, 18, I think.
For a reason.
The traditional one we use is 18 inches, so that way you can catch 16 on center.
Right.
Right? As long as you're 16 on center.
They should be 16 on center.
Well,
but,
right.
Yeah.
So,
and if you don't, what happens? No.
Well, there are a lot of great tools available to be able to anchor into.
There's some amazing anchors out there, aren't there?
There are.
Wow.
And let's face it, these TVs, they're not real heavy anymore.
No, they're not. The plasma that I just lost maybe a year ago, that thing was a beast. I could not lift that thing.
You should have kept it to work out with.
If I can do bicep curls with that plasma, I am on the road, let me tell you.
But yeah, I mean, and actually, I remember when we really kind of the hanging TVs and the thins started coming out umpteen years ago. And it boy, you were lucky if you could hang a 42 inch TV just because of the weight.
Oh,
nowadays.
Sure.
The same mount that we used for it. Now, well, you can now hang an 82 or whatever.
Wow.
You know, I mean, the weight of the TVs have come down so much that
it's amazing.
You know, it's phenomenal now, obviously, what you can mount on the wall, but they make a mount for all of them.
All right. So location, location, location.
Mm-hmm.
How do you decide where in the room you want that TV? Because you really get basically one shot at it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much.
So, and that's where being able to pre-plan, speak with some professionals such as yourself and myself and our team to be able to determine, okay, this is the layout, this is the functionality, this is what we want to do. Because just like when building a home, when you talk to an expert, they've done it before.
Exactly.
And so they can let you know what the consequence is going to be of your action.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's
save you a lot of money.
Apps and headaches.
And headaches. And time.
And so that's the biggest thing. What's the function? What do you want the flow to be? Okay, you know, do you have in mind, do you want to have a little gathering area on this side of the room? Or maybe you want something that opens out to the outside, you know? I mean, hey, let's face it, football season in Tennessee, get out on the patio.
Yeah.
You know? So, again, function is going to be the main key. And then another reason we use the articulating mount is because a lot of times when even in new homes nowadays, the living room, everything's open floor plan.
Yes.
Well, hey, if the game's on, you may be in the kitchen. You may want to pull that TV out and give it a little tilt.
Yeah.
You may want to watch it while you're in there slicing up some grapes or whatever, you know?
Listen, my TV in my room, I can pull out and turn so I can see it in the bathtub.
Right.
It's really nice.
Functionality.
Exactly. So, yeah, that is super important, where it is and understanding how it's going to function in that space, because even the fully articulating televisions do have limitations.
They do.
How far do they come out from the wall typically?
It depends on the particular units that you're using.
Okay.
The one that I use that we typically keep in stock, it pulls out, I think it pulls out 18 inches.
Yeah, that sounds right.
So,
and it's not dangerous to pull it out full all the way. That's
no,
what it's engineered
fact,
for.
You know, we go out there and see if we can do a pull-up on it, make sure it's mounted.
Make sure it'll stay up.
Make sure it's a good mount job.
If you can see Scott's arms, you'd know he's not kidding. All right. Let's talk about projection screens. Is that really a high-def quality picture?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Really?
But there's so many variables to
go
into.
Well, what do I do?
It.
How do I decide?
Well, you decide, A, what your budget is.
Okay.
That's the best point to start.
Okay.
Because at that point, you can identify what can I do projector-wise, what can I do screen-wise. The mating of those two components together, that's going to be the key of the quality. Okay. So when, you know, when you go to a Regal movie theater,
yeah,
they're using projection screen.
Well, true. Okay? They certainly are.
So,
but they are spent.
But the quality of the projector and the quality of the screen and the screen material and the makeup of the room. Mm-hmm. So, you know, now acoustics. You start getting into where this is where you get into big things like that, and they use qualified engineers to engineer these things, mm-hmm. because one itty bitty speck of light in the wrong spot can, well, you know, not.
Oh, make it and you can see it on the screen too. It's crazy, yeah. when things are not it's just amazing. Right.
Yep.
Well, and that's way where you come in,
that's
because
right.
you really do understand the screen itself and the projector, how to appoint that projector, where to mount it, where to focus it, how far away from the screen. Mm-hmm. And what to expect. Well, we haven't even gotten to sound yet. We're just talking about the picture itself.
Right.
All right. So can you give me a broad range of what a projector and a screen can start at and go to?
Sure. Yeah. And for us, what we do, and again, because you know me, I'm not going to put in something cheap and put my name on it.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, a good projector setup for good video, you're gonna be talking minimum of 5,000.
Okay.
So,
and that's installed.
And that's gonna be installed most installations,
yeah.
yes.
Okay.
And that's gonna cover, that'll be a screen and a projector.
Okay.
And that's gonna be baseline, because I'm gonna tell you, screens, you can, I hear people like, oh, I can buy a screen for $199 on Amazon. You know, well, okay, yeah. Would you
that's
go buy your car
like.
From Amazon too?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well,
I mean.
I've seen people do it.
Well,
it's crazy. But yeah, it may not
one.
Be
let's,
your
let's,
best
let's
choice.
Let's prevent that. A used one.
All right. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. If you have questions about your football game room and how to get ready, Scott Brokamp from His Security is in the house, and we're going to have more of this conversation when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
For a little afternoon delight,
ooh,
we've got you covered. Halloran Hilton Hill, weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
We're not just another security company. This is Scott Brokamp with locally owned and operated His Security. What makes us different? Reason number 39. We determine placement of equipment for performance, but also for aesthetics. We understand and accommodate your desire to maintain an attractive environment. Practical, modern, secure solutions with local service from people you know. Call 474-9495 or contact hissecurity.net. In God we trust, all others we monitor. Tennessee license number 1545.
Get the biggest off-road savings of the year now during the Polaris factory authorized clearance. Rebates go up to $4,000 and financing is as low as 2.99% APR on the industry's best-selling brands, Ranger, Razor, and legendary Sportsman. Now is the time to buy. See your Polaris dealer today. Offer valid in U.S. 726 through 9/30/17 on new vehicles. Rebates and financing vary by model year. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former BMW, Mazda, Subaru, and Toyota owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
Listen to News Talk 98.7 WOKI and Dayton's Pest Control salute established businesses in this area. Businesses that have weathered some tough times, that we can depend on, that have grown to employ more people. We at News Talk 98.7 and the folks at Dayton's Pest Control are proud to be working and living in such a great area. We invite you to support our local businesses so our economy and standard of living continues to grow. WOKI and Dayton's salute local businesses.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Today is football game room day here on Around the House, and Scott Brokamp is in our house live taking your questions about your football game room and how to set things up. In the first segment, we talked about televisions. We talked about mounting. We talked about positioning. But there's one piece missing. We don't have sound yet.
No.
No sound yet.
You know, I mean, when they're micing it up on the field, you really want to feel like you're there.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to hear those guys just belt it out. It's football time.
That's right.
Whatever they say. I don't know. I just get so engrossed in the game that I'm kind of lost with the announcer is kind of there, but I'm watching the field. Anyway, all right. So we've got our projector. We've got our screen up. We're going to get to seating. We're not there yet. We're not sitting down yet. We're still installing everything. Let's talk about the sound and how are we going to get that kind of sound that makes you feel like you're in Neyland Stadium?
Well, I mean, nothing's going to take that.
I hope it's not that loud.
you know, again, the room layout is going to really be the key, but by using traditional audio home theater style sound, you know, most all of the receivers now, they even have special settings on them, you know, sport.
Really? Yes, they don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Does that really change the sound?
It does. It just, and basically what it does, you know, it used to be back in the old days. Now,
here we go.
Date myself.
Here we go.
You know,
the
back
equalizer.
In my car, that's right. The equalizer. You know, you could always tell the breadth of the man by the equalizer in his car. Right,
so
it's doing that for you.
Right,
it's a preset that's pre-tuned.
It's kind of like jazz.
You got
the jazz set.
You got it. So it's taking and adjusting those frequencies for you.
Okay,
so it gives you a more realistic sound, like you were at the game.
Okay,
and so, but yes, the optimal key is going to be placement. You know, surround sound type of quality system in place so that you can be encompassed by that sound just like you're at the game.
Yeah, which is what we all want. Okay, but back up just a little bit, because many times, even on game day, there's more than one television.
Yes.
Okay, maybe you guys can have some kind of a magical thing that we don't have, but I don't get how to listen to three televisions at one time. What do you do with the sound?
Well, you know, you can't
you
listen
pick?
To three at a time.
That's what I
think. And so here's a few of the things that we have done based on, again, the size of the room, the area that you're working with. That's the key for all of it.
Mm-hmm.
But they make what's called a dual voice coil speaker. And basically, it's one single speaker that will give you stereo sound out of one speaker.
Okay.
And we use them a lot of times, like in a bathroom, something in a small area where putting in two speakers is too much.
Yeah.
You want one speaker, but you don't want to sacrifice the sound by using one speaker.
Right.
But we have also been able to identify in open area spaces, we can put a dual voice coil speaker in that over one cordoned area, and it will help kind of cordon off
Ooh.
The areas of the room.
Okay.
Again, this is one of those design concepts that's where consulting professional is going to help you. I've got several customers that we utilize this with, and one is they've got two TVs,
right?
And they've got the game table, and there's three dual voice speakers up there. So if you're playing cards and you're whatever at the poker table, mm-hmm. you can listen to what you want to, or if you want to listen to the game or whatever. And so at least as you're in that area, so if you're looking at TV
and that really works without a wall
separate. It does.
That's
so
cool.
It helps separate because, again, we're going to use an overhead speaker, so it's going to blanket down. And so if, you know, as you, that room is spread, it almost in a way creates almost somewhat of a virtual sound wall. Because when you're on the right side and you're listening to what's playing out of the right TV versus being on the left side, you know, yeah, there's going to be a spot where if you stand in the middle, your head's going to play tricks on you because you got one in one ear and one in the other. But in reality, it will help separate that. And so, you know, it's been very useful for us.
Wow. This is something you don't get at Costco when you buy your little game day sound speakers for $129 or whatever it is.
Yeah. No. $120 sound bar from Walmart's not going to cut it for
All right. So, a sound bar, is that supposed to be a sound system in some of these football game day, whatever? I mean, is that efficient?
So, you know, they are. Sound bars are awesome.
Okay.
They really are.
Okay.
It is. Sound bars have been such an amazing addition into our world.
Hmm.
It's phenomenal because, you know, you go into, say, for example, maybe you go into a living room and it's got 30-foot cathedral ceilings.
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to put speakers up there.
Right.
And, of course, everybody's building an open floor plan.
Right.
There's no wall space that you can actually put a speaker in the wall.
Right.
So you need something. and of course, we don't want an eyesore. We don't want big block speakers sitting around on the floor
big
here.
Big stands
there.
Like we used to.
And so through the technology of sound bars, you know, you can get a really good encompassing sound from a sound bar.
Wow.
They'll all have, typically most of them have a wireless Bluetooth sub.
Okay.
So you can put the sub in the backside.
Okay. So you still need that sub.
So
right? Yeah. You got to have the bass.
You
it's all
it.
About the
you
bass.
You got to feel it.
Okay.
Got to feel it.
That's right. All right. So what if I'm streaming? Does that complicate things?
I'm trying to decide which way I want to answer this. no, not really.
Okay.
And again, it's going to depend. It's going to be a matter of connections.
Yes.
Making sure things are set up properly. So if you're streaming, then you're at least, you know, have the one source going to the multiple locations.
What about the wire versus the no wire? Here we go.
That was where I was trying to make my decision. Right?
Yep.
Because I hear so many people all the time, well, we don't really need to wire for it anymore because wireless. Look, if wireless was so good, why is Comcast, AT&T, and all the other providers of this service, why are they spending trillions of dollars to bury it in the ground to get it to your house, right? Mm-hmm. It's because at some point there's a limitation to wireless. And so when we're streaming, we need that pipe. We need that bandwidth that we're going to be able to get because, let's face it, we've all been there watching something stream-wise, whether it's on our phone, our TV, whatever, and it's buffering.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We love it.
Yes.
So having a direct connection to be able to get that bandwidth is always going to be key. So the wireless...
Especially on a game day when everybody's using all of their equipment.
Remember the commercials that were on TV?
Oh, when they're
the
all
guy
sitting
was
there,
flicking the remote control and changing the town. You know, I mean, can you imagine you're watching it and it's 4th and 1 and it's for the game winner, and all of a sudden,
boom, buffering. You would die,
come on, right?
Yeah, and a lot of those days are gone, but in reality, it can happen. It can happen.
Yeah.
And it always happens at the most inopportune time. All right. So you still want, you as a professional, still suggest a hard wire.
Absolutely.
Every time, if
the opportunity exists to wire it, wire it.
Okay.
Hands down. It's just that simple.
Well, it is that simple. All right. What about boosting Wi-Fi? Is that necessary? And does that slow anything down?
No, it doesn't slow anything down. In fact, it'll speed it up if you have a bad Wi-Fi connection. And so through technologies again today, it's very simple. You know, we see it all the time in large offices. We go into plants and hospitals, et cetera, and they've got these large wide area networks. And all we're doing is just expanding and making that wide area network in your home.
Mm.
So because we've all seen it, you come in and the provider, we'll leave it at that, comes in and they just find the path of least resistance.
Exactly.
Where can we put that? Where can we get that router at or that modem at to get this service activated? And it's down in the black hole cavern of the basement.
Mm-hmm.
And your bedroom's up on the, you know,
second floor,
whatever, on the opposite end of the house. And your Wi-Fi stinks.
Exactly.
Right. And so, let's help. Maybe we need to relocate that to start with.
But, so you can do that.
Oh,
you can
absolutely
connect to where it's coming in.
Absolutely.
And move it to a place where it actually will work in all areas or most of the areas of the house.
Correct. Or sometimes you leave it there and you make sure you put your wireless at a different area.
Okay.
And then obviously there are times that there's constraints that you don't have good Wi-Fi signal in the house.
Right.
And you need to use some of these other tools, whether it's a Wi-Fi extender or a network extender to be able to get a good Wi-Fi signal in that area of the home.
Okay. So, all right.
But absolutely, we can do that in many ways.
All right. So it's game day, and I have children, and I have guests in the house, and everybody's on the internet. And I'm really concerned that this is not going to be great when the game's on, and I don't want to miss anything. So what do I do?
Turn off.
Turn what off? All their devices?
Yeah, don't give them the password.
Sure.
You know, hey.
Look. Teenagers, know. Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. So there are some, actually, I was reading an article actually this morning about a really cool device that, to help you monitor your network, that you can go in and you can throttle your network down, shut devices off. You can even schedule to turn your Wi-Fi off at scheduled times.
Really?
So that way, you know.
Nobody's using it in the middle of the night.
It's bedtime. Uh-huh. It's time to go to bed. Uh-huh. Right? And so.
Smart.
There's tools to be able to help facilitate things like that. But listen, if you're having a big party and it's game day, A, most likely you're not watching the game via streaming.
Right.
So, and if you are, you're going to want to make sure nobody has the password to your Wi-Fi because you don't want any hiccups going to be happening.
No.
But other than that, for the most part, most of our systems today, depending on who the service provider is, because it's how much you have coming in that you have to work with.
Right.
How big is the pipe?
Right.
Right. The bigger the pipe, the more people that you can fit in the pipe.
Yeah. Pipe meaning broadband.
Your service. Yeah.
Okay.
So, for example, Comcast in some areas is saying that they can provide a gigabyte worth of speed.
Ooh.
Which is huge because, you know, it used to be if you had a download of, I remember the days, if you were downloading 5 megabytes, you were a rock star.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, what about fiber optics? Is that really the way to go?
There's another one.
Uh-oh.
See, and it's education. Education
exactly.
is a very, very, very valuable tool.
It is.
To see fiber optics actually in your home, you're probably not going to see it
mm-hmm.
because the cost of converting that fiber optic to work into a device outweighs the cost of not using it. And, and really, fiber optic is designed for a long-haul product. In other words, long distances.
Right.
When you exceed the confines and or you need more, you know.
So you don't see fiber optics being installed in homes anytime in the future.
Not physically inside the home.
Right. But up to the home. Right.
And so what
and does that make a difference?
It does make a huge difference.
Mm.
Absolutely. Because again, the provider is opening the pipe. They're making the pipe larger. They're able to put more through the pipe. So they're able to service more people more reliably.
Okay. That makes sense.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Well, it got much faster when I got fiber optic.
Absolutely.
Everything went faster.
So
it was
give you more.
Amazing. Amazing. All right, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. We'll be back with more of Around the House talking about backyard tailgating. How do you set up that TV, and how am I going to make that work? When we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Steakhouse. Chances are you've been there more than once. The story of a Knoxville restaurant success story is coming up next on Stories from Home.
If heart disease is cramping your lifestyle and making the simplest activities a challenge, and maybe you've been told you're no longer considered operable, Dr. Greg Brewer and his team at Restoration Heart Care offer a non-invasive therapy to help you and your heart feel better. EECP, enhanced external counterpulsation, a safe treatment that works like a natural bypass, increases oxygen-rich blood flow to ease stress on your heart. EECP, FDA approved and covered by most insurance. To learn more, call Dr. Brewer at 691-8011 or restorationheartcare.com.
According to the family, Bunt King came home one day in 1968 and announced he'd found a perfect place to put a steakhouse. At the time, it was a rundown antique shop on Chapman Highway. After some discussion, the family moved ahead with the concept and created Ye Olde Steakhouse, a laid-back, rustic restaurant that quickly found favor with the dining public.
The popularity and legend of Ye Olde Steakhouse grew over time, and the restaurant attracted plenty of locals and many celebrities who came through Knoxville. Trouble was on the menu, though, in 2002 when fire gutted the building. The restaurant moved to the old L&N Railroad Station while the original structure was rebuilt, and it opened in 2004, where it still operates today. Ye Olde Steakhouse, a rare story from home.
Hi, I'm Dawn Steimer, Master Remodelers. Are you excited about your ideas to remodel your home? Concerned about where to start? Who to call first? Who to call next? Who will keep things on time and on budget? The systems at Master Remodelers will provide you with peace of mind. And we'll even take you shopping so you can expect a masterpiece. Call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. That's 458-0416.
Your Saturday calls for a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. We'll see mostly cloudy skies otherwise with a high temperature near 82. Tonight, showers and storms linger, then patchy fog develops late with mostly cloudy skies, a low near 68. Patchy fog in the morning on Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 85. From the local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Just joining us, we are talking about football game day. We're talking about game rooms, how to set up your room with sound and viewing. And, of course, we got to have a spot for food. Don't forget the food, because that's all part of it.
Oh, yeah.
Big time. So we definitely want to consider that. But like Scott says, you want to plan. You want to plan if you're going to be home watching the game, and you also want to plan if you're going to be tailgating. I was shocked. The first time I went tailgating, maybe 15, 16 years ago, I could not believe that televisions were working on the back under these canopies. And these people are serious about watching pregame. And some of them actually never go into the stadium. They stay in their tailgate spot and tailgate through the whole game, which I thought was kind of cool.
Well, you know, at least the cost of a drink is a lot less.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. And you can have anything you want, anytime you want.
Sure.
Which is kind of cool. And you're still in all that energy at game day, because really, you know, I love you, Scott. I know you do a great job on what you do, but there is something really special about being in that Neyland Stadium crowd and atmosphere. Oh, yeah. And the first time I went, I was just absolutely awestruck at the sound. There was so much noise. I had, and I'm a rock concert girl. I grew up in rock concerts. I had never seen anything like that. All right, so let's go to tailgating. Backyard tailgating. Can you backyard tailgate?
Oh, yeah. Hey, I don't know if it's a new thing, but it's a thing.
Yeah, outside, absolutely.
Oh, yeah,
definitely. I mean, that's some of the best time of the year for us in East Tennessee.
Absolutely.
And not like we have really any bad time. I mean, it's pretty mild here. So television outside on your backyard tailgate is really huge.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, you know, even builders, when they're building homes, they're looking at what can we do for outdoors.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, I can't tell you how many homes that we put audio and speaker systems for outside. We wire for TVs outside constantly. In fact, you know, majority of the builders that we're working with, it's just a standard.
Mm-hmm.
There's TV outlet and a pair of speakers on the patio, or depending on how many patios and how big, you know, what's the elaborate scheme that we need to have in place to cover for audio and video on the outside.
All right, let's talk about outdoor viewing. There really are outdoor televisions.
There really are.
It's not something that you should just take your old TV and put it outside and expect it to work. It's not going to happen. Not for very long.
Well,
unless you're maybe in a covered environment, but still, it's not made for all that. Humidity, wind, ugh.
I'm a realist, right?
You are.
And I'm real about my money as much as I am yours.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality of it is this. A 42-inch TV made to be outdoors still is going to require it to be undercover.
Really?
And it's still only going to have a year, maybe 2 year warranty on it.
Really?
And it's going to start at a nice price of about $2,000.
Really?
So I don't know about you, but I'll go to Walmart and buy a 42-inch TV for a few hundred dollars. Uh-huh. And if I have to replace it every year for 10 years, I've still beat the price of that outdoor TV.
Okay.
Now,
interesting.
Don't get me wrong.
Coming from the sound guy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Listen, but you know what? That is one thing.
Well, you
thing
live in the real world.
Well, that's right. And you know, us at His Security, that's one of the things that we care about. We care about educating and helping people make good decisions. Mm-hmm. So look, if you've got more money than the man on the moon and you just want an outdoor TV, absolutely, it's a great idea. If you can afford it and you want to do it, there are a few key things that you get with an outdoor TV.
Okay.
There are some special coverings, glasses on them to be able to help cut down some glare. Right. There are some things that are built into an outdoor TV. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying outdoor TV isn't worth it. But I'm telling you, for most people, an outdoor TV isn't worth the investment.
Mm-hmm.
Because the longevity of that product isn't, for the most part, isn't going to last you much longer. I know people who have a plain Jane $150, $200 TV that they bought at Walmart or wherever that have been hanging out on their back porch for over 5 years.
In a covered space.
Yeah.
Now, can you put an outdoor television uncovered?
No.
You cannot.
No.
Ah, see, I think
you can.
Well, you can do a lot of things, but should you?
Right. But if you read what the limitations of warranty is it says it has to be covered.
Mm.
Because I don't care what you do, it's still electronics.
Right.
And in humidity, you talk about things like humidity and pressure and all these types of things. It doesn't matter if it's covered or not covered.
Okay, so if I don't have a covered porch, and I'm just going to ask the question because it's driving me nuts. If I don't have a covered porch, I want my television. I mount it on the wall, mm-hmm. and it's tucked under the soffit most of the time when I'm and I cover it. Like with a grill cover type cover.
Right.
Is that sufficient?
That would be, yes. So they make special covers to put over TVs that are outdoors.
Okay.
So that would be your most cost-effective means of substantiating a TV outside.
Okay. All right. If you don't have a covered porch.
Correct.
Obviously.
I mean, just like.
Even if you do, you should still cover it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to keep that humidity out of there.
Well, you're not going to keep the humidity out. I mean, there's
no way.
But,
probably
but
not.
You're going to try to, like the dew, you're going to get things that are caused and produced from the humidity. The dew, the moisture that'll be created outside. Yes, you want to try to keep that off of it for sure.
Okay. So, all right.
But, you know, you look at areas, you know, my dad, he lives in Florida. And it doesn't matter. You put outside.
It's going to rust and rot.
They've got salt in the air.
Yeah.
Like you said, I'll go to Walmart and pay $100 and buy me a new TV when this one dies.
Yeah.
Because he's tried the expensive one, and you know how long it lasted? Not any longer than the cheap $100 TV he bought at Walmart.
Oh, bummer. Bummer. Yeah. Well, that would be disappointing.
Yes.
All right, let's talk about where you want to put this outdoor television. Now, we talked about in a covered place, but what about location? It's still about the plan, right?
It is.
Still have to have the plan.
Yeah, it's about the plan. And let's face it, if you've got an outdoor space, you're going to want to have a covered outdoor space. Because just because you may get a little rain doesn't mean you want to stop watching the game outside.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So we always pretty much want to have a covered space. But again, planning. What is that space going to consist of? Speakers, where to put speakers for that space? Is there a good place to wire speakers?
What outdoor speakers? Are they different than indoor speakers? Do you suggest outdoor speakers as opposed to going to Walmart or, you know, like you did with the television? Is it the same thing for the speakers?
Right. And so just kind of depending on where that speaker is, if you can get an in-ceiling type of speaker, then of course the majority of that speaker is already inside because it's recessed into the ceiling.
Okay.
Right. But they make an outdoor grade for it. If you're hanging it on a wall or anything like that, if it's going to get any sunlight, et cetera, yes.
Because sunlight's your enemy too.
You want to use, and it's going to be an indoor, outdoor rated speaker.
Okay.
And basically, it just has a little different housing on the outside of it to be able to be a little more protective for the elements. Because what happens is when it's outside and if it's plastic, then you get the brittle that comes from being plastic. So you want to get that special grade plastic that's made to be able to
stand some
outside. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And it's not that much different.
No.
typically.
Correct.
I mean, if you're buying a good speaker, which is what you're after is the sound, then you want to invest a little bit in the encasement.
Absolutely.
So that it will last. Otherwise, you know, might not be the best idea. All right. So speakers are important. Do they have sound bars outside? Are those done?
Yeah. Sound bars.
Okay.
You know.
Woofers, subwoofers.
Everything. Anything you can do inside, you can do outside. So, you know, again, one of the things that we typically talk about when we start talking about outside is we talk about let's get a good, decent quality, but let's not break the budget. Because I don't care what it is you stick outside, it's not going to last.
Yeah,
right?
It's outside.
I mean, I've got an outdoor barbecue grill,
mm-hmm.
which, by the way, we're beta testing a sensor that will know if you've left the gas on.
I can't wait to hear this.
I've been using it on my stove at home.
Really?
It's amazing.
Ah, that's
but,
cool.
You know, that it's designed to be outside, mm-hmm. right? My gas grill is not designed to come inside.
Right.
We know that.
Right.
It
not a good idea.
It doesn't last more than a couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Unless you really push it.
Yeah.
All right. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Coming up in the next and final segment with Scott Brokamp from His Security, talking about technology for the viewing party host, how to make things as easy as possible for you and still be able to hang out and watch the game. When we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7
WOKI. Say you don't know me. I'll recognize my face.
Get the biggest off-road savings of the year now during the Polaris factory authorized clearance. Rebates go up to $4,000 and financing is as low as 2.99% APR on the industry's best-selling brands. Ranger, Razor, and Legendary Sportsman. Now is the time to buy. See your Polaris dealer today. Offer valid in U.S. 726 through 9/30/17 on new vehicles. Rebates and financing vary by model year. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Hello again, this is Matt White with White's Marble Works. With the real estate market heating up, now is a great time to upgrade your kitchen or bath with new granite, marble, or quartz countertops. We can help you get the kitchen or bath you've always wanted with hundreds of colors and styles available. Our designers will work directly with you to give you the look you dream of. Come visit our showroom and take a tour of our manufacturing facility where you can even watch your countertops being cut and polished. Give us a call today at 423-337-2138 or visit us on the web at whitesmarbleworks.com. White's Marble Works, quality stone products since 1870.
When you feel the need to get it off your chest,
we've got you covered.
State your case with George Korda, Sundays noon to 3 on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Scott Brokamp from His Security about football game day rooms. And it is coming, folks. It is coming. 23 days. Is that right, Colin? 23 days.
23 until Tennessee football, 14 until we have our first college football game.
Awesome.
Wow.
That's even better.
There's
14 days till college football starts. That's awesome. Scott Brokamp, if you want to talk with him during the week, is really an expert, and he is on the leading edge of all of these new technologies. How do I know? Well, he just told us something that just before we went to the break, he's beta testing a kind of a gas sniffer. It'll tell you if you've left your gas on in your grill. What a great idea. Scott Brokamp and his team are on it. HisSecurity.net. That's how you can look at some of the things that they've got, some of the things that may be testing, some of the things that are the newest and most technologically advanced items are always being researched and developed through His Security on behalf of Alarm, the alarm.com, right?
Yeah, well, and so when these new products come out through alarm.com, 2 gig, et cetera, we do beta test a lot of these new products.
You should see his face light up when he talks about this. If you want to reach him during the week, you can do so at 474-9495, 474-9495. All right, let's talk about technology for the party host.
Absolutely.
I don't want to leave my chair either. You know, I mean, I know I'm going to have to serve some food, and that's fine. But you can bet I'm going to get that ready to go. So I open up the fridge, put it on the buffet table, and every guy for himself.
And put out the sign, help yourself.
Help yourself. That's right.
That's right. Well, you know.
Kegger's over here.
There you go, right?
Right.
I mean, maybe you should just make a little map and hang out for you know, where's the bathroom and where are the drinks?
Exactly.
That's what everyone wants to know.
That's what we
want to
know. Yeah.
Well, you know, like everything else in life today, why not just control it all from your smartphone?
Oh,
right?
Really?
Right.
So tablet, TV and everything, right?
Sure. Why not? Just do it all.
Oh, that's funny.
So, you know, I mean, let's face it. There's an app for just about everything nowadays.
But I want one app. I don't want 20 apps.
Well, you know, there's a way to do that. What's your budget? Right?
It's all a matter of budget. That's right.
It always comes down to budget.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
And so depending on what your budget is, depends on really do you get one app or do you have four apps, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So, you know, one of the things that we love about alarm.com is it ties so many pieces into an app. So mm-hmm. we've got audio integrations now, the lighting control, the thermostats. You know,
wow.
What do you want to make sure the sprinklers are turned off while you're outside for game day? So all of these different components keep you in touch with what's happening at your home during game day or during any day, quite mm-hmm. frankly. And so a lot of times your TV provider, so usually they probably have an app that you can control what's going
Absolutely.
On, right?
So or at least the station, ESPN.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're going to do the stream route, the cast, your audio receiver, but you can also do a little more higher end feature and do an overlay control system, which then through that control system, it will tie all that stuff together on the backside. So then you could have essentially one app or one.
Is there hardware for that?
Oh yeah, there's a lot.
Ah.
So, but you could do it a little simpler.
Mm-hmm.
They make these really cool things called universal remote controls.
Yes,
and
never work in my house.
Well, it's because when we go to
Walmart.
Amazon or Walmart and we buy this universal remote control, and we think we're going to, you know.
Yeah.
So, look, our universal remote control, it costs a little bit more money. And mm-hmm. I had a conversation with a customer not long ago, and he said, well, I can buy it on Amazon for XYZ. And I said, yeah, but you have to be a dealer to have the programming software, and you have to know how to program it. Do you know how to do that? Okay, when can you install it? So, you know, but you can customize it. Again, with a good universal remote control, you can customize that remote to where you can hit one button and it's going to do a lot of functions.
Okay.
So, you know, again, just depends on the budget as to what you want to do. You even nowadays, through all the smart home technology and the control devices that are out there, a lot of times with that universal remote, you can program in some lighting control. You can tie in a little
Which
bit
is important
everything.
In a game room.
Well,
because at halftime, you want more light.
Right.
And honestly, if I just want to sit there and watch halftime, y'all can go play foosball or pool or whatever.
Right.
Shuffleboard, dartboard, darts, whatever. But maybe I as the host, maybe I'm just, that's not my game. And so I'm just going to kind of kick back and let you guys have fun. I'll just turn the lights up for you.
And are you going to recline in a nice theater
seat? Absolutely.
Seating?
Are you kidding? You know, comfort. It's got to be comfortable.
That's it. You know, it really does.
I got to get the furniture guy on again too, because I know that you do theater, but some of us don't have a designated room, so we might want to talk about some, sectional.
We probably got some stuff.
Really?
Oh yeah. So, we use Row One products, and so they create theater seating and what they like to call living space seating. And so they actually have it's like a big sectional, and it's got this big futon thing that's probably about almost half the size of this room.
We used to call that a pit.
I don't know what you call it. I mean, it's the size of a,
I mean the whole sectional with a big thing that fits in the middle. We'd call that a pit.
A pit.
Yeah. Huh. Well, I don't want to tell you why.
See, where I grew up, the pit was a completely different place.
That was not a mosh pit I'm talking about. I know you.
No, it wasn't a mosh pit. It was something else. There's who played in the pit in Peoria. I found a Facebook page for it, and so I've seen a lot of old friends on there. I'm like, that's a place I don't want to remember anymore. So anyway, sorry, I digress.
That's all right.
So comfort seating, because not everybody wants to have staged, raised theater seating,
right?
Because let's face it, it's comfortable if you're sitting by yourself, but man, when I'm watching a nice love movie, I want to watch it with my wife cuddled up, snuggly buggly as a rug. You know what I mean? I don't want this big separation.
Right.
So they have love seats. They have comfy sofa seats.
Mm.
Just about anything that you can imagine.
Leather.
It's available.
Upholstery. Yeah, all that. Yeah. Okay. The other thing I want to talk about is security. Because you got to keep your doors locked. You could be downstairs in your game room, and I got to make sure that I know that my doors are locked. I don't want just somebody. And then if somebody texts me and says, I'm coming in, I can unlock the door, right?
That's right. That's right. There you go. And there's that app for you, that one app. So through the alarm.com app, you can create the game day scene, and you can hit that button, and it shuts the garage door, locks the front door, turns the lights off upstairs.
And tells you the status of all that so that you don't have to wonder,
lock
it?
Jeez. I mean, what would it be if it didn't even tell you the status?
Is
the light on? Is the light off? Yeah, exactly, right? Somebody texts you or they ring your video doorbell and you answer it from your phone and say, yeah, come on in. We're downstairs.
Let me unlock the door for you.
That's right.
That's kind of cool.
See?
Now, that's a great host.
Absolutely. And you don't have to leave your chair.
Right.
Stay right there.
See?
Hey, and by the way, on your way down, grab me a drink.
Yeah, exactly. All right. If you want your football game room set up so that you don't have to leave the chair, we have the answers for you with his security. Scott Brokamp, thanks for being here. It was fun.
You're welcome. I love being here. You know that.
23 days and counting. 23 days till kickoff time and football starts in East Tennessee. Call his security at 474-9495. 474-9495 or hissecurity.net. Guess what? Next week, we're going to have a whole panel of ladies in construction here in studio. You don't want to miss this show. These girls have got it going on. We'll be back next week with more of Around the House. Have a great Saturday. We'll see you next week. I'm Dawn Steimer. Enjoy your day here on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Here come old flat top. He come grooving up slowly. Got juju eyeball. He won holy roller. He got hair down to his knee. Got to be a joker. He just do what he please.
Tune in next Saturday morning for Around the House, brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
News happens fast. When it does, depend on the news team at News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Adam Litton.
Employment growth was up over 2% in tax revenue.
And Bob Yarbrough.
A 3-0 decision. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled against the Trump
administration.
Make up
East Tennessee's largest and most experienced radio news team. When it comes to news stories that matter to you, we've got you covered on News Talk 98.7. WOKI.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former BMW, Mazda, Subaru, and Toyota owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's BollAndBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. 800-370-5157. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, Consolidated Credit Programs will teach you how to get out and stay out of debt. Call 800-370-5157. 800-370-5157. That's 800-370-5157. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Services are primarily educational in nature.